to the She Leads podcast. I'm your host, Adrienne Garland, CEO and founder of She Leads Media, a global media company dedicated to the advancement of women leaders and entrepreneurs worldwide. I'm also an adjunct professor at NYU and Rice University, where I teach on the topic of entrepreneurship. I'm a mom to two wonderful young men and married to my best friend from college. Join me each week as I dive into raw conversations with remarkable, uncompromising, and inspirational women entrepreneurs and leaders. My hope is that these conversations and their advice will encourage you to put yourself out there and gain the visibility that you and all women deserve. We're all about stripping away the sugar-coated conversations and moving boldly in the direction of our magnificent dreams. For far too long, women have been conditioned to soften their words, modify their actions, and show up in the world to conform to outdated at best and harmful at worst cultural norms and ideals. Why? To keep those who are outside of the power structures from gaining power, prestige, wealth, and influence. This has prevented women from being recognized and respected as the powerful leaders that we truly are. The She Leads podcast is here to shine the light on all the incredible women, to encourage us to show up, speak up, and showcase the amazing work we do. Speak with confidence about the innovative and transformational thoughts that we have, and celebrate the positive impact that we are making in this world, both personally and professionally. So let's do this. Let's lead. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the She Leads podcast. This episode and all of our episodes are brought to you by the She Leads Podcast Network, the podcast network for women by women. I am so happy to introduce my next guest to you, Haley Foster. She was a speaker at She Leads Live in 2023, and I'm so excited to welcome her to the She Leads podcast. Haley is the founder of Foster Inc. She's an accomplished entrepreneur, a two-time author, an inspirational speaker and person, a personal mentor, a multifaceted consultant, and a podcaster. Haley works with women entrepreneurs to incorporate business strategies, automations, and technology to start and grow healthy, thriving, and successful businesses that allow them the freedom they desire. Welcome to the She Leads podcast, Haley.
Thank you so much, Adrienne. It is great to be here. And it was such an honor to be one of your speakers at the 2023 conference, which was amazing.
And,
you know, having been at, I think it was your second conference ever, the WomanCon conference.
Right.
It was so great just to see, you know, how much it's grown and just be a part of it. And I absolutely loved everything, including the night before event, and highly recommend it for all of the entrepreneurs out there looking to connect and engage. And I'm still speaking to so many people that I met that day. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, I think that's like one of the most important things is not walking away from an event like that and being like, okay, that was great, and not engaging and not reconnecting with people. For me, it's something that I try to do immediately, and I make mental notes and physical notes because at this age, I can't remember shit. But I make those notes so that I can go back and reconnect with people and have really authentic conversations about what, you know, I wanted to connect with them on.
Yeah.
And it's, I have to say, I made so many great connections that day. So thank you for doing what you do.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for saying all of that. It's with so many of the things that we do, and you can, I'm sure that you agree, it's like we do so much and sometimes we don't take the time to take a pause and sort of pat ourselves on the back for what we have been able to accomplish. So I really appreciate you saying that from my heart.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And yeah, it's super cool that you were one of the original people that, you know, kind of was part of WomanCon and how it's all transitioned and everything. That is such a fun story. It's so funny. Earlier today, I actually got a note from another woman that was at the conference that ended up connecting with one of the
panelist that was on the pitch, the media panel, the woman that works for Black Enterprise magazine, and Black Enterprise is putting on a big conference. And this person's client is now speaking at that big conference in April. And she said it was because of the conference, because of that connection. And I know that that is something that you also not only do for yourself, but you also encourage other women entrepreneurs to do through your own group. Right? Foster women. So before we even get into all of the great stuff that you're doing, let's kind of take a step back because you have an amazing, just foundational story. So can you, for those of us listening in that might not know you and your background, can you just kind of take us back to, you know, where you started and bring us up to where you are right now with your business?
So I joke around and say that I came out of the womb as an entrepreneur. Somehow my mother birthed two of us that are completely entrepreneurial minded. My brother also has been an entrepreneur for over two decades, which I have as well. I was always like a terrible worker. I wasn't a great student in school, but I always had drive and work ethic, and it just didn't come easy to me to be a student, but I loved working and I loved seeing the result of the work, but it just wasn't for me. Of course, I did go to college and graduate college. I started my career in advertising at some of the big agencies in the city, and then the internet started to pop up. And I say that like that because, you know, I'm in my 50s. I can say that now that I'm 51, I hit the over 50 mark. So I saw the rise of the internet. I like literally saw it happening. Yeah. And I wanted to be a part of it. I've always been a tech geek at heart. My dad was always into new technology. We had like the first cable box on the block and the first VCR and camcorder. And like he had all the gadgets. And we had like a home computer before home computers were a thing. And I'm like, I'm never going to need that, Dad. And then of course I go to college and it's like the first class I have to sign up for is like DOS 101.
Yeah.
DOS. So I ventured into, yeah, that's how old we are. People don't even know what the hell that is probably that are listening to this. But so I ventured into the online world. I went to work at a company called Organic and they were building websites and they were starting their advertising division. And I started working in digital advertising and learning about websites and building interstitials and, you know, online advertising with DoubleClick. And, you know, back in the day, it was like super fun. It was like the biggest booming thing ever. Like companies were popping up, IPOs were happening all the time. And I wanted to be a part of it. And so I jumped into that world. And then that bubble burst. And I survived the bubble burst. But at some point, I was just like, I was always the first one in and the last one out, working so hard. And I just, and I was making great money, but I was like, I want to be part of the bottom line. Like, I want to see the bottom line. Like, I want to be part of building a company. And so I got propositioned by a friend of mine to partner up with her. And I started my first business in 2001, and it was a promotional marketing company. We had that business for 12 years. We morphed it into a design and manufacturing company. We opened offices in New York and China and LA, and we grew. We had 16 people at our max. And I got to a point where I got divorced. I had like big life changes. I was commuting to the city. I had two little kids at home and I wasn't seeing them ever. And I really lost the passion for what I was doing. And I just didn't want to do it anymore. It just was not filling my bucket. And so I decided that I wanted to venture out on my own and do something different that really gave me purpose and made me feel good. And as somebody that has always been part of networking, and I was part of Vistage, which is like peer-to-peer advisory groups, and I was getting so much out of that at the time, I realized like I wanted to help other people get to the next level without going through all of the shit that I went through building a business over 12 years. It's a roller coaster. There's ups, there's downs, there's you feel defeated. You learn the most when you're coming back from the down, right? I mean, we were $1 million in debt at one point and we had to dig ourselves out. And I wasn't even 40.
Oh my God.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, learning through those experiences was the best education ever. And I say, like, I went to the School of Hard Knocks for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who wants to be $1 million in debt when you're in business? But you got to learn, right? And so I learned so many lessons, and I just felt like I had so much to offer other women. And so many people in my town, I live in like a great commuting town of Port Washington, and so many people here were these amazing corporate women that either like stopped working to go have kids, or, you know, they were taking a pivot in their career. They wanted to do something that was more fulfilling. And so they were coming to me knowing that I had been an entrepreneur, or was an entrepreneur for so many years, built a business. They were asking me for advice, and I was giving it to them at my kitchen table or my dining room table with a bottle of wine and looking over their marketing materials or helping them with their business plan. And when I finally decided I was done doing, you know, the business with my partner, I went to a business coach and I told him this is what I was doing for fun. And he's like, and that's a business. That's consulting. Go write a business plan. And so on the plane to Beijing with my husband to go to a charity event, I wrote a business plan and I came back and started my business 60 days later at the turn of the year. And I just celebrated 9 years of business.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is amazing.
Thank you. And I will say, like, over 9 years, like, I've taken tons of pivots, right?
Yeah.
And I'm my worst client. So I never really niched down. I was like, I can help any woman that has a business, right?
Right.
I was like, And I realized, you know, as I'm putting this out there, like, it's just so generic. Like, I wasn't really specifying who I was talking to. This is something I work on with my clients. Like, you have to be specific, right? So I'm like, well, she has a vagina. That's specific, right? Clearly not specific enough. But it actually was like an aha, a very big aha moment for me. I was at an event with my husband and I had done this big presentation. It was the first time I was like trying to sell from the stage. I had read Russell Brunson's books and I was like, I'm ready to do this. Like, I've got a program put together. It's awesome. I'm going to get up there. I'm going to tell them all the great things that they need for their businesses. And then I'm going to try to sell them into this program.
Sure.
And nobody signed up for it.
Ugh,
and the presentation was amazing. I did great. Like, you know, I felt confident with how I presented it. And I was so crushed afterwards. And we debriefed from, you know, the entire car ride home from Boston. And what I figured out was I really just want to work with women in wellness. I really want to work with people. So, you know me, like, I'm totally into fitness. I'm totally into nutrition. Like, it's my jam. I'm into longevity.
Yep.
And I want to work with people that are drinking the same green juice as me. And I realized that it's just, it's my passion. It's what I can talk about all day long. Like, I can write your content for you. If you are a nutritionist, if you are a fitness instructor, if you're a gym, if you're a functional medicine doctor, like, I get it. I know the content. I've been the patient. I've been the expert. And so on that car ride home 3 years ago, I was like, I'm just going to put myself out there as a technology and systems coach for women in wellness.
Yeah.
And so, and I think even that is too broad, to be honest with you. Like, I really should narrow it down even further. Like, I still think it's too broad, but, you know, I've kind of pivoted myself into this niche. I love it. I'm working, I would say 90% of my clients fall into that category. I've got one client, which is my husband, who doesn't fall into that category. And he's like my most difficult client. I love working with him. But he's my most difficult because security does not roll off my tongue. I got to do research. I got to dig deep. You know, it's not easy to write about, you know, the federal government and their security systems.
No.
So it's very challenging. But I really have focused in on this is who I want to work with. And I am my happiest. I love it. And it comes natural to me. And I think when you just find that thing that you really want to focus in on, everything else just kind of falls into place.
Yeah. And what I really love about your story is there's so much resiliency in there too, right? You could have, I mean, at the point where your first business was $1 million in debt, you could have just put your head in the sand and just said, woe is me, and declared bankruptcy and moved, you know, moved away. I don't even know where you would have gone. But you said, nope, we're going to get ourselves out of this, right? And then you were able to look inside and say, this isn't working for me anymore. And I think that a lot of women don't give themselves permission to say, this isn't working for me, because we're so socialized to just keep at it no matter what. And what we feel on the inside doesn't really matter. And I think that that's where a lot of our health issues do come from, because we don't honor ourselves, right? So it's like, I was just listening to something the other day, you know, a lot of times like autoimmune conditions are literally us fighting against ourselves, right? And it's mm-hmm. like, if you think about that, we do that so much in our lives. We fight against what we really want. And I guess maybe you having that entrepreneurial mindset and that ability to know that you are such a hard worker, you can like work your way. And plus, you know what? School doesn't measure intelligence. It just doesn't. So
it doesn't measure grit. It doesn't measure resilience. It doesn't measure any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like you can be super smarty pants, but if it comes easy to you, it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful.
No, it sure doesn't.
Right? But because you never learn how to grind.
Right, like, exactly. And how to also do it in a way like, yes, grind, but also you have to grind smart. And that takes experience to know, you know, what thing could work, or I've tried this before and there was something there. Let me do more of that, right? It's like building upon, you know, just the intelligence that we have through doing things, not necessarily reading about things and learning about things in that way. It's a different way to learn. And school, the way that it is right now, doesn't always honor that type of intelligence,
don't get
right?
me started.
Yeah. So I think that you inherently knew that you had this intelligence in yourself, and that even if you were down and out, that you could build yourself back up. Or even if you didn't sort of like the situation that you were in anymore, for you, it was like, well, I'm going to figure out what's next. Not everybody has that mindset and perspective. And it just seems to me that you are someone who is constantly evolving. And that's such a great characteristic. So even this idea of like pivoting, no, you're just evolving, right? Mm-hmm. It's like carving away the marble from the David. Okay, maybe you're not as niched down as you need to be, whatever that means. But, you know, I think you're looking and you're finding, and that to me is very inspiring.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, you
thank
<know.
laughs> you. My post today on LinkedIn, which I have not posted on LinkedIn in a really long time, so I think since your conference, was about my book list of 2024.
Oh.
So my husband and I sit down every year and we share like what books have come up for us that we want to dive into in the year. And I try to put them in different categories. So I have all these different categories that I use to sort of evaluate my year. Mm-hmm. Like one is business, one is, you know, not just business, but like money, career, or I should say not my, like finances, mm-hmm. relationship, spirituality, mm-hmm. family. And so I try to find books that kind of go into each one of those categories and read them throughout the year. One is wellness. So like I listed my books of 2023, which it was an amazing book list. It's on LinkedIn for anyone that wants to see it. I actually will post it on Instagram today as well.
Awesome.
But I wanted to see what people were reading or recommend for 2024. And so I put in there a couple of books that are on my list for 2024. And I said, I don't read fiction.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I only read books that are, you know, that will help me grow and that are going to educate or inspire me in some way. And I don't even read, to be honest with you. I listen. I who has time to read? I mean, I don't have the attention span either. Hence, I wasn't a great student. But I can, like, I like to listen in the car when I'm walking or running or, you know, just going from here to there. So I'm curious to see what I get back on feedback on that list. But one of the books that I'm reading is The Untethered Soul. by Michael Singer. Did you read it?
No, I've heard of it.
Okay, so this is like a big spirituality book for me. Like I'm not a big spirituality. I guess I am getting there. Mm-hmm. It's on my, you know, it's on my bucket list. Like I do think I am a very spiritual person, but this book goes pretty deep. So, mm-hmm. but interestingly, one of the quotes, I'm going to botch it completely unless I can find it and pull it up easily. One of the quotes is, life is continuously changing. And if you're trying to control it, you'll never be able to fully live it. Right. Yeah. And so as type A controlling women, like we're always trying to control it. And so I just went on this retreat and my word on that retreat was surrender. And you know, it's not my word of the year. My word of the year is thrive, which is not quite surrendering.
those two are not so different.
No, they're not so different. They're not so different. But surrender is very, you know, like just letting it happen,
go,
right?
No
which is
control.
Like stop trying to control it,
yeah.
right? And maybe I can thrive through surrendering,
yes.
right? And just sort of let it happen as it's meant to happen.
Yes.
Last year, my word was optimal. So it was all about like just letting, like having an optimal year. And I didn't define it. I just let it be what it will be. Like define optimal for me. And then I would, like at the end of the year, I looked back. I was like, wow, this actually was optimal. It was a great, great year for me on so many different levels.
Oh my gosh. This is wonderful.
So I'm interested to see what surrendering in 2024 will do for me.
Yeah, I think surrendering will absolutely get you to thrive in areas that maybe you haven't been thriving in for whatever reason, because maybe you were holding on to too much control, which, you know, that is, I think, again, something that so many people that are listening in can relate to. As women, we are always trying to control our family, our, you know, the outcomes, we're trying to protect people, be safe, do all the things. And that's exhausting. It's exhausting trying to be in control because guess what? There's no control. Like there is no control. It is false. It is false. We cannot control outcomes. We cannot control people. We cannot control how others react to us. And sometimes that's a hard realization to recognize. I don't even want to say it because I don't want to be it. In the past, I have been very controlling and it doesn't really get you anywhere, right? It kind of sets you up for misery because when things don't work out the way that you want them to work out, that you have controlled them to work out, it's so disappointing. And so if we can change our mindset around all of that, then yes, we can thrive. You know, I love that so much, Haley. I think that's awesome. And my word for the year, I've not even said this to anybody like publicly on my podcast, but my word this year is intentional. So everything that I do, I would really like to be intentional about it because I have definitely said yes to so many things because I'm excited about all of them. And then I have a realization that I cannot possibly do everything that I've said yes to. And then I'm trying to figure out how to move things around. And it just sets me up for for chaos. And for somebody that likes to, you know, be organized, it is definitely against who I am as a person. So this year, I'm definitely focused on being much more intentional with what I say yes to and what I say no to. So that's going to be hopefully a big growth year for me. And that is something that I would, you know, love to share in the Foster Women group. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because here you are, you're working with women on technology and systems all in the wellness area. And you also have a group. So can you talk to us a little bit about Foster Women?
I can. So Foster Women grew out of, in the beginning of my business, when I started working with these women and hearing their stories as to why they started their businesses, I just loved the story of their own evolution, sort of where they were, where they are now, what inspired them to get started, what were some of the lessons that they had learned along the way. And I wanted a place for them to share that and to use that as a point of connection with each other, right? Mm. So we connect with people on an emotional level. You know, back to the Simon Sinek, start with why, right? It's really about hitting people at that emotional core. Mm-hmm. Even in our marketing, in our pitching of like what we do, starting with why you do what you do. And so hearing the story from these women, I wanted them to connect with each other based on an emotional connection, as opposed to like, oh, I'm looking for a financial advisor. Great, but what, like, why would you connect with this financial advisor over this one? Yeah. And so allowing them to share that on the Foster Women platform was my way of giving people just that avenue to find the right person for them, like dating, right? The other part of it was, all of the women that are on Foster Women are vetted by me. And so it's, you know, if I am connecting you to them, it's because they've either been to one of my events, they've been part of one of my groups, or I've worked with them one-on-one in some capacity. And so you're getting and you're connecting with women that are that I know personally. Yeah. I always felt that way about LinkedIn, where it was, you know, I never accepted people that I didn't know, because I wanted to be able to say like, oh, I can connect you to that person because I legitimately know them.
Of course.
And so this was my way of saying, I legitimately have worked with this person and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm biased because I've worked with this person, but this was my way of being able to do that. So basically it was really about just putting this together and having people find each other on this network, and then giving women the opportunity to promote their businesses to the other Foster Women, allowing me to promote them. A lot of them have been on my podcast. You know, it gave them just another way of putting themselves out there. There's also the Foster Women Facebook group. And so that was really sort of the birth of Foster Women. It still is what it is. From when I started it, it's, you know, it's grown slowly. I don't really promote it all that much, but I will say that the women that are in there have been in there for a long time. It's a really low entry point. You get once a month, we get on a call, we network, which you were part of the other night. And, you know, the women that show up get the most out of it. Yeah. And, you know, as you saw, it's really, and there's connection that goes on outside of there. I know I could see the traffic on the website. So people are coming and checking it out. I typically record any of the education sessions so that people can go back and watch it later. But it gives other women also the opportunity to educate the group on what they, you know, what they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and offer that up to the group and offer a discount to the group on their services. You know, like if I have a home organizer, you know, she'll offer 20% to Foster Women, or, you know, Alyssa, who does headshot photography, like she offers discounts for women in the network also. You know, so it's giving back to the group as well. And
yeah,
I love it. I love the women that are in there, you know, and it's always, I love seeing it grow. It's been really fun. I actually have a post that's going up this week of a handful of new women that have joined since my last post.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, no, it's what's so interesting, because I think community is something that people really are desiring these days. And how do you know how to, you know, sort of what community to join? You can't, you know, you can't join everything, right? You kind of have to pick and choose. And so it is so nice to know that the invitation into Foster Women is vetted by you. So everybody in that group knows you. And so we trust you, and it just makes us then trust each other at a much different level than if we were coming into a group of someone that, you know, oh, maybe we follow someone on whatever, on Instagram, and then we want to join their group. We really don't know who else is in there. And even though we don't know everybody in Foster Women, we know that you've interacted with them, and that makes a difference. And I think that a lot of people can learn from that. You know, if they're looking to build their own community, it's a really great way to set it up and to have a point of view and perspective. Like, why are we all coming together? What are we here to do? Yes, of course, network and get to know one another. But is there another outcome? Are we trying to help each other write a book? Are we trying to, you know, help each other start a podcast or just like build our business or expand who it is that we know? So I think that for the people listening in, that it is such a great way. You don't need to have a community that has 10,000 members. You can have a smaller community with high impact. And I really believe that that is what, at least women and women that I talk to, that's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm happy to be a foster woman.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're a foster woman.
Yay!
It is. It's about the quality of the members.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of women that don't show up. But even if they don't show up, I see that they've read the email. You know, I get like a 85% open rate on my foster women emails.
It's amazing.
And the one that went out the other day had like a huge click rate, which was great. You know, I shared I gave all the foster women an opportunity to share something that they've got going on right now in their business in February. So I was like, it's the month of love, sharing is caring. And it was probably one of my most opened and clicked emails ever.
Wow.
Which is great. And so even if, you know, there's, I think, 88 women in there or something right now, even if they're not all engaging on the calls, because I know not the call times and the days work for everybody.
Yes.
They're still engaging in one way or another. And I love that. So it is about the quality. It's not a quantity number for me.
Yeah.
It's not about how many women are in the Foster Women Network. It's about how great are the women that are in the Foster Women Network.
I love that. And 88 is great. that's when I graduated from high school, 1988. 88 is great. Yeah, so it's a really
90s.
Great number and the infinity and all of that. So you're at the perfect, perfect place. So Haley, if people want to get in touch with you, if there's women that are listening in that are in the wellness industry and they need help with technology and systems and all of the things that they need to thrive, how can they get in touch with you?
So fostering101.com is my website and they can find me there, or Haley at fostering101.com, and it's Haley with two Y's. And yeah, so it's people are like, what does technology and systems mean? Basically, just to sort of wrap that up, is all of the things that you need so that your business can run for you as opposed to you running your business. A lot of women in wellness, or women in general, they don't want to deal with the day-to-day of email marketing and social media, building a website and doing all the things that it takes to have your business running.
Yeah.
And, you know, even little things like setting up a Calendly that's automated so that you don't have to think about it. You know, someone books a call with you, it shows up on your calendar, they get an email notification, they get a reminder, and then you get a reminder. All of those things can be automated in your business. And the more things you can automate, the more time you have to do what you love to do. And so I love doing that shit. So
yeah.
My clients don't. And so I take that stress out of their lives by doing it for them. And so if you want to find me, I am all over social media. My Instagram is I am Haley Foster. And you can find me there, fosterwomen.com. I'm all over.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with me here today on the She Leads podcast. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And I know that you will definitely be getting calls from people because you are amazing and you do help people. I mean, this is the real deal. You literally put, you know, systems into people's businesses to help them to grow. And I think that specifically focusing in on the wellness industry, when people are so concerned about helping others with their health and their wellness, a lot of times you don't want to be thinking about technology. So you are offering an incredible solution to your ideal women customers' problems. So amazing. Thank you so much, Haley. I can't wait to see you again soon. We live so close. And just, I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been super fun.
This and all of our episodes are brought to you by the She Leads Podcast Network, the podcast network for women by women. Thanks so much for listening to the She Leads Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support us, please share it with others, make a personalized post about what you took away on social media, and please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps our guests and our show to continue to gain visibility and traction. To learn more about how She Leads Media helps women to gain visibility, you can follow us on Instagram at She Leads Media, or you can head on over to SheLeadsMedia.com. If you'd like to network with me and other amazing women, don't forget to join us each year for the She Leads Live conference. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon. The She Leads Podcast Network.